thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, the frustration I'm sure is continuing for your offense. I'm not sure what's harder to take, the lack of execution for the group that's on the field, or how you're constantly, it seems like, playing shorthanded because the guys that you're losing to injury. It seems like kind of a domino effect that it's really hard for your group to get out of.
Well, I think for us, you know, it's always that next group mentality. But, you know, truth of the matter is we didn't play well enough today to win a football game. That's it. We didn't do what we needed to do to win. And we got to clean some things up. Go back tomorrow, watch the tape, and be better.
Sam, how hard is it to play with no fans in the stands?
I mean, you know, once you're on the field playing, it doesn't really have an effect. I mean, you know, obviously we miss the fans. It's what makes the game great. But, you know, the situation is what it is, and, you know, we got to worry about it going out and executing. That's what we have to worry about, and we're going to be better.
What role do you have to take where this is concerned, just from a leadership standpoint, in trying to rally a group that I'm sure right now is looking at each other and saying, you know, it doesn't seem like this group is obviously swelling with confidence. What role do you have to play to try and buck that up if you can?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, I just got to go back to work. Set an example that way. You know, just make sure that I'm doing everything I need to do during the week, watching the tape, studying, you know, the game plan that we got in, and just doing my part in, you know, holding guys accountable as well. You know, but again, we have a really, really good group who's going to do that anyways, but I think it just comes down to executing on Sundays. And, you know, whatever guys have to do to put themselves in the right mindset to do that, that's all we ask for. You know, we got great guys in this locker room, and we got to go back to work, figure out what's going wrong, and, you know, correct the mistakes. That's it, and we got to get better this week.
Hey, Sam, take me back to that 4th-and-1 play selection. You guys are only down 14-3. It's in the second quarter. There's 3:41 to go before halftime. It's 4th-and-1. Frank Gore goes out. You put in Josh Adam. Take me through that play and how that was selected.
Yeah, I mean, we have faith in the O-line and the guys to be able to get that first down. That's really what the call was, and that's what it comes down to.
All right, Sam, we'll regroup, and we will obviously be keeping our fingers crossed for you next week, and hopefully the health bug starts to go the other way and you start to get some guys back. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.